This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to The Forum. My guest on this weekend's show is Diane Van Winkle. She's a board member of Take It to Town for Federated Church. And welcome to the show, Diane.
Good morning.
Diane, we've visited a few years in the past on Take It to Town, and it's been an event that goes on for a number of years now. And this year we've had a big change. Normally it comes up in June. This year, it's coming in September. Could you tell us about that?
This year is actually the 15th year we've done Take It to Town. And I think, you know, the board, we sit around and talk, and every year this comes up a little bit about why do we do it in the spring? You know, and sometimes it's so very hot. So we gave it some thought, and we thought, well, you know, with it being the 15th year, kind of an anniversary year, it would be a good time to change it, you know, if we want to change something and see how it goes. So one of the first changes we decided to do was to change it to September. And there were several reasons for that. One would be there's the possibility, at least, of different types of work available, which we draw a lot of the same workers and volunteers every year, but, you know, this might change it up a little bit. Then over the years, it's been amazing how many people have said to me, you know, I'd really like to help with that event, but I'm on vacation that week all the time. So there's the possibility of drawing different people that would be available to volunteer in September that couldn't do early June. And a third thing that's come up is the fact that the schools are in session, and the middle schoolers and high school kids actually need community service credit to attend, like, the Christmas dance. So this will give them another opportunity to get this community service in by doing something to help their community.
Now, you speak of kids at school, but who all can volunteer for Take It to Town and the many jobs that you'll have coming up?
Because of insurance reasons, we do say that you have to be at least 8 years old to be at a work site. And actually, the different work sites get to say how young they want there. I think everybody would understand that we don't want an 8-year-old working at We Care Recycling with the baler running. So they're not even allowed at that site. But when we've had sites where they were washing buses and it involved water and water fights, then, you know, sure, the kids really like doing that. We do offer childcare then. So if a child is younger than 8 and their parents want to work, then we have childcare at the church. We have 2 childcare workers there, and, you know, they can go outside and play, and they're taken care of too.
This year, as you said, it's a bit of a change, and it's not spring work. I guess we'll call it early fall work. What kind of jobs this year and where at do you have for Take It to Town?
Well, surprisingly, there's still a lot of outdoor work. Beaver Dam, of course, can always use some help, and there'll be people working on the trails out there and cleaning up paths and such like that. We do have several sites that are doing weeding and planting fall flowers. Several bushes need to be pulled out, stuff like that. At Loveless Park, we're going to be painting the outside of 2 concession stands. And then at Carlinville Rehab and Healthcare, a little bit different there this year. Instead of doing work such as weeding or cleaning up their patio area, they actually want our volunteers to help the residents do 3 different things. It was like they were going to play games for an hour, play bingo for an hour, and they have a garden club or something where the volunteers will help the residents do some flower planting and gardening work like that. So they just wanted some extra hands for those activities. At Friendship Home, we're going to be painting the dining room, so they'll get a fresh coat of paint. At Heritage Healthcare, that's an outdoor one mainly with trimming bushes, and they're going to paint the parking lot blocks and some posts and some outside painting like that. At the library, it's all going to be outside work, it looks like, pulling bushes, polishing up the statue and so forth. The animal shelter, again, some landscaping work and Ooh, it says light maintenance and then it says deep cleaning. So I don't know what the combination is there. MCDD, again, has outside work. They have bushes they need pulled. And we've been working for several years of cleaning their backyard, so to speak, back to a fence. It's all grown up. And so they're going to work on that some more. At the senior citizen building, we haven't worked there for a year or two. But we're going back to what we originally used to do there, and that is cleaning the inside of the building. They're going to wash windows, the blinds, really clean up the place for the senior citizens. And then the one I mentioned before, We Care Recycling, of course, they're going to be having volunteers clean up a fence line and try to keep that baler running. They're going to try to bale cardboard, plastic, whatever's they're working on that day to keep the baler running and try to really help clean up that place. So it's 10 spots. I would like to say the sooner you sign up, you get a choice. And so you're more likely to get your choice of a work site if you sign up early.
When you sign up, as you say, you can say, boy, I'd sure like to do this job. And then that is a better chance if you're one of the first ones to do so.
Yes. On the form, it has a place you can list your first two choices. Usually everybody gets their first choice, but then occasionally then we have to slip somebody into a second choice.
And then you say you can still, even the day of the event, which is September 22nd, you could still come if you can, but if you might have to take something.
Yes, we have a lot of walk-ins that morning and they sign up and fill out the same paperwork, but they may not get a choice at all. We might just say we only need workers at this one site. But usually, you know, it's amazing how many people who say, put me where you need me. We hear that a lot. Just put me where you need me, which is wonderful to hear.
And this year, as always, there used to be a lunch. Will lunch be served again?
Yes, we actually have a crew that's already planning the meal and making arrangements. Lunch will be served at the Federated Church. I believe it's 12:30 to 2 because of work sites ending at different times and being different distances from the church. We just keep serving lunch till everybody is served.
You always have people gather after they're done working. Sort of what's the feedback when people get done with a day of taking it to town and doing their work?
To go back during the day while people are working, we usually have at least two photographers that are going around taking pictures at the work sites. Then we quickly put those all together in a slideshow, and during the meal, we'll have this slideshow going so that if you were working at the We Care, you can see what was going on at a nursing home and so forth. And the people really seem to enjoy that so that they know what all has happened in the whole town. Along with that, people do start sharing stories and talking about how they felt about the work they did, or, you know, my gosh, the We Care really could use more help all the time. Or we've had people who started volunteering at nursing homes because of the work they did on one morning, that they enjoyed it so much and felt like there was a need there and they could help. And so they continued doing it on their own time.
The specifics before we end the show. Again, the date is September 22nd. What hours do you work? And then you just talked about lunch and registration forms, all of the pertinent information for those who might want to participate.
Okay, we will actually start at the Federated Church about 8 o'clock in the morning so that you can come in, finish any registration you may need to do, pick up your T-shirt if you don't have one. We have a little gathering time because sometimes we've had some last minute changes, so we can deal with those. But you're at your work site by 8:30, and then we hope that you will continue working till 12:30. If your site happens to get done before 12:30 and you're willing to continue working, we'll make arrangements for you to get to a different work site to continue working. So when a site is closed then, because the job is done, then everybody heads back to the church for the free lunch. And then after you eat, I mean, you're free to go. There are the 10 work sites to choose from this year. And registration forms, are now out at the public library. You can go online to the Federated Church site and print one off. You can contact the church if need be. At all 10 work sites, we're hoping to have registration forms available. So that would be a possibility too. If you happen to go visit somebody at Friendship Home and you pick up a form there, you can fill it out to work at any work site. And then the forms can all be returned to either the Federated Church or the public library, and we will get them from them.
On the registration form, is there something where if you do need the child care you spoke of, can you indicate you need it? Or what do you do about child care if you would think you need it?
For child care, what we'd like you to do is take that same form and fill it out for the child's name. There is a place for the age. You can always write across the top of the form, need child care for this child, whatever. We'll get in touch with you and get the details worked out. And then that child can also stay for the free lunch.
Any questions? I guess they can contact the church.
Yes, please. Or they can email the church, either way.
Diane Van Winkle, thank you for joining us on the forum this weekend.
Thank you very much. Hope to see you on September 22nd.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.